A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Bandwagons.
Went in two very specific directions there.
It's been a while.
You went, yeah, you'd know.
I said with like glee.
I thought I was pretty gleeful, no?
Yeah, just different. You went up, you went down.
But we never go up in the octave. Like.
Yeah, but it's a special one.
That's true, guys. Well, okay. Maybe we just need to a bit of forward planning with the octave changing. Maybe next time.
I liked it.
I did like it, but I'm just, it's when you're, I was like, oh, no, 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 you know what I mean? It was a bit dirty, like.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, how are you?
Not planning has always gotten us places, so this will be fine. Anyway, yeah. Did you know we haven't spoken since the last time we recorded? Because apparently that's all our conversations only happen on mic.
Pretty much. If there's not a mic there, we're not chatting. Yeah, you are very welcome back to Bandwagons. What a time. How long has it been?
Probably a year and a half.
A year and a half. Fuck, does it feel like that? Kind of doesn't.
Yeah.
I still can like taste the
live
shows.
The last thing we
actually
did was the live shows, yeah. Though, wasn't it? I don't think we did that after that.
Yeah. No, we didn't. Cork. Oh my God, Cork. I had the fucking worst hangover after those Cork shows.
Yeah.
My God. Anyway, yeah, that was a time. We took some time away. Yeah. You made a child and have kept it alive, yeah. Which is...
Just barely.
Amazing. Got engaged.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I bought a house.
Big changes. Keane's still living there.
Keane's is still omnipresent, yeah. He sure is. Yeah, life happens sometimes, guys. I don't know what to...
That's what you want to say?
Yeah, maybe we'll keep the...
Real friendships come back.
Real friendships come back. Look, that's the only thing I'd say. If there's ever... I don't know how to get into this, but look, if there's ever anything happens with a friend, you don't really lose anything by reaching out, is all I'll say. Oh yeah. If you have a friend, but you're getting a bit sick of them, just put them on pause. No, but you're right in that, like, real friendships, I think, will sustain, like...
Yeah. We just had a lot going on, and we're just not very good communicators.
No, and look, it was... Yeah, and look, it was my call, and it was just, like, my head was, like, a fucking melted welly. Like, do you remember when I was living in Beaumont, and it was, and I had, like, that absolute...
And you kept getting evicted.
Mental breakdown. Well, like, okay, I didn't keep getting evicted. That makes me sound like I'm a bad kid, and I wasn't. Like,
you were jumping around houses and trying to buy a house.
We couldn't stop moving. Yeah.
About literally 17 full-time jobs.
But do you remember, I think we were...
And I was just starting pregnancy and I was getting sick all the time.
Getting sick or just being asleep.
And could not concentrate. I never got my brain back.
Incubating a child. But that's what they say though, isn't it? It's just...
From like the day I started getting sick, your brain just goes into a hole and you never find it again. It's really sad. So this will go well.
So you're about to get 45 to 60 minutes of good, solid content. No, but do you remember when I was living in Beaumont and it was like we'd gotten that really short term rental and we thought we were getting like a whopper deal, and in some ways we did, because it was like we were able to bring the cat, whatever, we were still paying too much money.
It's a whopper deal if you could bring the cat.
Bargain.
It's £2,000 a month, but you can bring the cat whopper.
No, like it was not, I don't want to say too much else, but like it just wasn't fit for like people living there or whatever. Like it was just like a bed set. Like, well, it was, but like it just wasn't like a good.
That was lovely, that house.
I know, but like, do you remember the heater broke and then they were just like, they didn't fix it and we were in the depths of winter? Like,
no, I don't think we were speak.
Oh, we might not have been actually.
I think this was after. That was the house on the end of the road.
Yeah. No, things went sour. Okay. With our friendship on that house. But with
bad
the radiators
time,
and
time.
Our friendship.
They didn't want you there. They didn't.
But do you remember when we were doing the Nicki Minaj episode and I was going to like 6 o'clock show and I'd locked all my shit into my car and like I locked my keys into my car. Do you remember that night? And I was like, Kane's gonna wake up me, and I was having like a nerve. And I sat down to record E, and it was either directly before or after that, but I was like having a full like heave and crying. My mom was on the phone being like, mom was like, just get up and make a cup of tea. And I was like, I can't do it. Like, probably one of the worst ones I've ever had. Like, it was just,
I don't even
like,
remember doing a Nicki Minaj episode.
He was around because she was after saying about COVID
studio.
And the, no, we were remote.
Okay.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Basically, my head was like a fucking melted belly, and whatever. There was a lot going on.
No, it needed to happen.
Things change, and then things come back, and sometimes they don't, and sometimes they do. Yeah. And I suppose
we couldn't have kept going anyway. I realised now, looking back, it wouldn't have been well for me. I'm coming from the ashes of a very serious postpartum.
Yeah, but you read like you would, but I felt, and I went like hearing that like. Killed me, because obviously whatever was going on between us, but like just to hear anyone go through that is just like, and again, I don't know, because I haven't experienced it yet, or hopefully I never will, with the greatest respect in the world, but just to hear what you had to go through, like, was just I don't think a lot of people realise is the thing.
Oh no, and I didn't either. And then do you know when like you don't know, but like when you get pregnant, we were like, yeah, we're getting pregnant, woo, it's gonna be great. And then you get pregnant, everyone's like, wow, God, what are you in for? Like, it's, I'm like, my mom's like, it's gonna be so hard, and you're like, yeah, but like nothing knocked me on my arse physically and emotionally and mentally still more than having a baby. And it's the best thing ever, and I wouldn't change it, but Jesus Christ, nothing like, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
In the best and worst way.
Molly Mae was saying the same. Molly Mae was like, everyone told me. But I feel like that's all anyone says. And I think it's really hard when you are pregnant, because it's, you obviously, it should be a really positive experience. Even Blana Tracy came out this week, I think, and was like, I'm like paraphrasing her now, but like, I think essentially the minute she announced it, people were on to her, like with all the worst fucking horror stories in the world.
Yeah, you don't want that either.
No, and look, I think some women do it as a means to like share and as a means to be like, just so you know. But then I think some of them, it's a bit like.
Yeah. There was one girl who actually knows me from the podcast, I'm pretty sure. I won't name her just in case she doesn't want to be named, but like we're friends on Instagram, and she reached out and she was just like, hiya, I know you're like due a baby or whatever. And she was like, just so you know, it's really, really tough, and I totally get it. And if you need that, and I'm right here. Like, and she was like telling me stories of like when she had just had a baby, and she was like, I remember sitting on the couch for like literally when my partner went out to work, from when he came home, I had moved off the couch with this baby because I just didn't know what to do, and there's no showers or eating or anything. And it was just like, I was like, okay, thank you. Like, but then when I had Nora, I was like, oh my God, I need to talk to her, because she like the only person that kind of like tried, because you don't want to reach out like and be like, it's going to be a shit show.
Well, that's
nobody wants to hear that, and it's nobody will listen to that.
Yeah.
And then,
which is really hard then, because sometimes it's the truth to the matter.
There's nothing
you
can do.
Mean?
Like, there's nothing you can say or nothing you can do except like just, I await now until people have their babies, and then I go, hiya, I found this stage really hard. Are you okay?
Are you okay? Yeah.
And maybe most of them they are, and sometimes they're,
but
like,
I think that's the way to do it. I don't I'm not expecting anyone to like lie about the experience and be like, because it isn't fucking sunshine, rainbows, whatever the fuck, but it's also like, it's acknowledging that it's tough, but it's also being like, I am here for you. If we're not physically in the same county, whatever, but like, let's talk. Or like, I'll do wash for you. Do you want
literally
me to call over? Do you need to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my mom used to come in, and I'd be like, I'm just going to leave her on the side of the road. Like, bawling and crying. Like, when she was, like, days old. I was, your hormones, Jesus. And I didn't ever have any intention of doing that. But my mom came in, and I was like, why didn't you tell me it's this hard? She was like, you wouldn't have listened. Nobody listens. And then, literally, she just came in and just, like, would do the washing up and, like, put clothes. Like, she took my, like, hospital bag and just did it and all. Because, like, God love Mark, like, he was in the throes of it as well. Like, he wasn't going to be washing all my fucking bloody clothes from the hospital. And And then I saw my aunties and all soon after that, and they were like, yeah, it's a fucking shit show, isn't it? Like, and then that's when you actually relate to people. But like, when you're pregnant, people are like, God, I had a terrible labor. You're like, I do not want to hear about your shit story.
Yeah.
Like, nah. Anyway, maybe I'll do an episode down the line on it, but
I think you should. I think it'll be important. But
Phoenix coming from the ashes. I'm getting my brain back. I'm getting my body back. I'm getting my life back.
I love that. I love that.
I should have probably said this to you off air, but you should do an episode on the whole housing process, because I think that people will find that really interesting. Next week.
We're a year in the house in September. We're sale agreed here in May. Yeah. I feel so self-conscious talking about it at any point, because it's just like, I don't want it to be like, and I know the majority of people don't ever see it like that, but it's just.
No, but I think it's an interesting story of how you did it. And as long as I've known you, you were like, no, I can't go out tonight, I'm saving for a house, for literally fucking when you were like 20 years old. And I was like, shut up, like,
I know, shut up and go out. I was not a good person to be friends with.
I was like, shut up and go out. Yeah,
but that's
how it happened. It didn't just like fall into your lap, you know.
Yeah, no, look, but it's even like, you're reading shit about the eviction ban and stuff and everything, like, and I'm thinking about my other friends and I'm like, how would we have, like, and the funny thing is, we're getting ahead of the fucking whatever. That was genuinely the last house we were going to view before we were going to take a break, because I was like, I just can't do it. And in some ways, I feel like if we had taken a break, we would have been fucked. Like, and we were like, now, excuse me, oh my God, we were very lucky to be able to live with Cian's parents at that point, and we probably wouldn't have, they probably would have been happy for us to stay there, like, at length.
Yeah. That's tough as well, though, living with parents.
That is tough, but I suppose it's like, it would have been, at least there wouldn't have been a risk of us being booted out in some ways, you know what I mean? Whereas, like, as you mentioned, like, Beaumont, we were in for 4 months just before Christmas, and then we moved into Castleknock for 6 months when we were sorting, like, our current house that we bought. And even then, we had to leave there early because there was an electrical fault, and, like, it wasn't safe for us to stay. So that's when we ended up being in Cian's parents' house for, like, 2.5 months.
Yeah.
In, like, the height of summer, all of our stuff, 75% of our stuff was still in Castleknock. I had, like, 10%, like, it was, anyway.
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
I think it's interesting. I think people would find it interesting. If people want to hear it, maybe we'll do it next week.
Maybe, yeah.
You could talk to her.
Will we talk about how it's going to go from here on out, just for anyone who's...
Yeah, so we're easing ourselves back in slowly. We used to do 2 episodes a week.
Yeah.
And now we obviously live an hour and fucking 15 minutes away from each other. So we're going to do it a week on the main feed and every second week on the Patreon feed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't afford the Patreon, that's absolutely fine. You'll just get an episode every second week. And if you would rather have an episode every week, then you can get that on the Patreon. It's available. And then as time goes on and things change, we'll see where we go from there. But for now, that's how we're starting back. Yeah.
It's very fluid, babes. Yeah. It's very fluid. So,
and we're going to alternate locations and stuff as well. So
yeah.
You don't know where we're going to be coming to you live.
You have no idea. It's always going to be...
roving reporters.
It's always going to be a surprise.
And if you have a problem with that, who cares?
Yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. On the subject of falling out, what do we want to do this week? What were we talking about?
We were going to do celebrity feuds. No, we weren't. We were going to do being petty.
Well, we were kind of doing celebrity feuds as well, weren't we?
A little bit of everything.
Just off the back of the fact that we didn't...
Oh, I thought you were going to say Gwyneth's skiing.
Oh, Gwyneth's skiing.
Gwyneth's skiing.
I thought it'd be funny to do, like, celebrity fights and, like, celebrity friendship fallouts. But also, like, the Gwyneth ski trial has just been taking over my life. Have you been following any of it at all?
I follow Evan Ross Katz. Is that Evan Ross Katz?
Oh, love my life.
On Instagram, and that's where I get all my pop culture news. But it was all, like, clips of the defense attorney? Prosecution attorney.
Yeah.
She wasn't on Gwyneth's side. She was opposite.
Yeah, and she was just being like, how tall are you? Are you friends with Taylor Swift?
Literally. She's like, oh, like, just flirting with her. Like, just proper giddy to be in her presence.
I think she'd come out and make a statement after being like, I wasn't starstruck. Like, I have a newfound, like, admiration for her for doing this or whatever. I was just like, all right.
You'd be so sick if you hired a lawyer and then they turned out to, like, fancy the person you're trying to sue.
Yeah.
Not fancy them, but, like, just have pure admiration for them.
Be very hard. I feel like I would also get, I really do not respect Gwyneth in so many respects. And I think it's like,
that's your funny candle out the window.
I'm not on her PR list. Not now, not ever. It's mad. I just think this trial has come at a very interesting time because, like, a week ago, everyone was like, fuck you, and, you know, the disordered eating, and...
Oh, yeah, that was rough.
The bone broth, and, like, yeah. I'm sick of your wellness bullshit. And then it's like, this trial, for as ludicrous as it is, has, like, kind of almost semi-rehabbed the image in a way that it's like, you're a gas, crazy white lady. Like,
she always was a bit gas, though. Remember her on Glee? She was so good on Glee.
You can't bring that back to every celebrity. I could give you any name and you'd go, Glee.
No, but she was... Just like, there were so many cameos in Glee, but she came on and I was like, I don't really care about Gwyneth Paltrow. Because, like, what was I, 14? Like, what has she been in for my demographic at 14
years
old?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
And she came on, she was actually just a bit gas.
Yeah. That Singing in the Rain mashup, incredible, Umbrella.
Bathroom the other night at a function in
at a function. Here she is.
I was at a function.
She has a baby and she's describing things as functions.
Well, if I say dinner dance, that's a bit.
Oh my gosh.
And they're playing the fucking George Simpson. Singing in the Rain. Well, I was going and I was like, this is so weird. I stepped into a time machine.
That rocked my childhood.
What playlist were they? They put on, they were like, this is our bathroom mix.
Was it naughties or early teens?
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, it doesn't actually matter. And it's nothing to do with Gwyneth and Mr. Ski Man, whose name is actually Terry Sanderson. And he lost. And she countersued him for like
$1,
which was the Taylor Swift connection. Was Taylor Swift previously sued someone for like sexual harassment for the same thing and won.
That was a picture or something, a meet and greet picture, was it?
A meet and greet, and it was like a radio DJ and he put her hand up her skirt. You know what I mean? Oh. And like in some ways I'm like, for Gwyneth, I think this is just like, I want to clear my name and just like this tenacity to be like, I do not want people thinking that. I keep hearing podcasts where it's like, she doesn't want people to know that she's a bad skier. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, she doesn't want people to think that.
But what was he accusing her of?
So he accused her of crashing into her on... He accused her of crashing into him, crashing into his back at a resort in Utah. He was seeking $300,000. I think he was initially suing for like $3.3 million, and then like they couldn't, I think, because of, I don't know, timings or whatever. It happened in 2016. The whole trial basically revolved around trying, like, ski etiquette and trying to figure out who was further up the mountain and had the right of way. Then I don't ski, I'm not rich, so I don't understand.
Do you think it was a case of your man was just kind of like, oh, a bit annoyed, and then he saw who it was and he was like,
He said he had life-changing injuries, and I think he was talking about like the wine tasted differently and stuff, but basically the whole thing was that
did he hear her say that he lost half a day of skiing? She did, I think, when she was recounting the incident
it was like, and she was having to say like the language she was using. So like he was accusing her of crashing into him, like into his back, but she was like, no, it was actually him crashing into my back. And she was like, you just skied into my, right into my effing back or whatever. Again, slightly paraphrasing. But it was just at one point she was offering to buy the court security staff lunch, and they had to be like, no, like you can't. The judge was like, you cannot do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? There is a little bit where I'm like, how much did the star power come into play? Like,
yeah. But maybe she's just trying to be like, oh, I'm so nice. I've loads of money and I'm really nice to people. Just a bit clueless. I don't think she's clueless, though. I don't buy that.
No, she's not. But like, nobody, how could she be clueless when she's built this multi-million fanny empire?
Fanny smells.
And it's not even like fanny empowerment. It's like, your fanny stinks. Get this up there. I hate your fanny. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow at every point is like, I find other women disgusting. You need to buy this and maybe I'll find you appeasing. I don't know.
Crazy. What a woman.
Anyway, so she was in a fight with Terry Sanderson, but I kind of had a few. But that's not the only person she's been like fighting with. Like, she's had a lot of famous friends and a lot of similarly famous fallouts.
When we said celebrity feuds, I could not think of a single feud that had a reconciliation between celebrities other than maybe Paris and Nicole and Kim, that whole, like, gang.
I have the two of them, and they're kind of the only obvious
ones, I suppose. People never make up when they're celebrities because they don't
need to. That's the thing, which kind of makes me sad, like.
Yeah.
is it money? Is it power? Is it like, I'm living for the day that Kyle Richards and Lisa Vanderpump buried that shit. It'll be never. They'll both be in a grave, like, but.
Yeah.
That sounds threatening, but I don't mean it
they're
to be.
They're both too proud. No, Lisa's just
pride?
Too proud.
Like, what
yeah.
do you, like, what, okay, what do you think it is in, like, a normal circumstance? And I know, obviously, circumstance is, like, so specific, but, like, what is it in a normal circumstance? And then what is it that stops, like, famous people doing it?
I think it's probably, not necessity, but, like, famous people just don't have the same, like, probably friends on the same friendship level. Like, there's probably not the same trust. And, like,
yeah.
when you know, like, they have all this money and all these, like, the access to all these tabloids. Like, in fairness, I don't know what happened with Lisa and Kyle, but, like, wasn't there a whole, like, you're going to the press and all? Like, if you went to the press about me or I went to the press about you, we probably wouldn't reconcile.
They just didn't run anything.
They were like, who?
No,
we can't run this.
Yeah, no, I think it's like, yeah, it is just their lives.
It's the level of betrayal is higher because the stakes are higher and they have more power and money and influence.
But then there's a part of me that's like, surely it would benefit them from a public image perspective to be,
yeah,
to reconcile. But then I think when you think of, like, when you Google celebrity feuds, it's like, you get Katy Perry and you get Taylor Swift. And I'm just like, I don't ever really believe that they reckon, you know what I mean? That was one where I think they both acknowledge that it's like, this especially for Taylor Swift, it's like, this harms me the more I let this go on. And I could benefit from having her in the music video and being like, what a lol. And I'm not saying they fucking hate each other now, but like,
just to tie a line,
were
the
they ever friends? Yeah, yeah, that's the thing.
Did Taylor and Kim and Kanye ever, like, fully, they thought they had reconciled and then they didn't again?
They thought they'd reconciled, because you remember he got that video when he initially said he was running for president,
yeah,
and she was standing with Kim in the audience. That was all, and they were like standing, that was all before
the video.
They released that edited audio of her saying she gave permission, but she didn't really, like,
yeah, to call her a bitch or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or the sex line, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a time. What a time. And look, Taylor was right. I probably didn't say it at the time, but she was right, because look at bloody Kanye and Kim now. Anyway, Gwyneth and all her famous friends. She was very good friends with Winona Ryder back in the day.
I love Winona Ryder. She's a bit loopy though, isn't she? Like, she's a bit wild.
We only caught up on Stranger Things there recently. My God, that last season. Or, do you watch it?
I watched it up until the last season and then I tried to watch it. I think it came out like just after I had Nora and I was a bit sensitive.
Okay, fair,
it was too scary.
You should go back to it, because it's like,
it was too scary for me.
I had stopped around the middle of season 3 and they throw money at season 4 and it's just like, everything looks incredible. The performances are incredible.
Running Up That Hill was number one the day she was born.
Aww.
Because of that.
There you go.
Yeah.
It didn't really, I think they thought it would happen to a couple of other songs after, but it just didn't in that way.
Yeah.
But I think it's just the way they did it was more powerful than in other shows.
Mm.
Anyway, love Winona Ryder. But yeah, they were both going out with, Gwyneth was going out with Ben Affleck, and then Winona Ryder was going out with Matt Damon, and they're obviously busy mates.
Oh.
So they were all busy mates. But their friendship ended when Gwyneth beat her, allegedly, out for the role in Shakespeare in Love that she ended up winning the Oscar for.
Okay.
But the backstory behind that is Gwyneth was visiting her gaff in San Francisco, saw the script for Shakespeare in Love, and essentially, like, fell in love with it, and then usurped her to kind of get an audition for the role of Viola in the movie. Like, apparently went, and apparently it was, like, pretty much science he had delivered that Winona was getting that role. So then they fell out. Now,
yeah, that's fair enough.
Gwyneth said in 2015, she was talking to Howard Stern, she was like, it was, like, that's an urban legend, like, never happened, not true, et cetera, et cetera. Like, that doesn't keep me up at night. But then there was something. So in 2009, she had this Goop post called, like, Evil Tongue and Living in Negativity. And she talked about this, like, frenemy who was hell-bent on taking her down. And many people assumed she was talking about Winona, because she started talking. She didn't really get into specifics, but, like, obviously this was after Winona had the issue with, like, the shoplifting. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And she'd been, like, charged with that or whatever. People assume she means Winona because she starts going on, one day I heard that something unfortunate and humiliating had happened to this person. My reaction was deep relief and happiness. Oh. There went the high road. So why does it feel so good to hear something bad about someone you don't like? So people reckon that was about Winona. I don't think Winona's ever said anything about it since. So there you go. But Gwyneth also fell out with Madonna. And this was talking about pettiness.
Okay.
This is a petty reason. So they were, like, very good friends in the 2000s in New York, like, bonding over fitness and stuff like that. They both went to the same trainer, the Tracy Anderson, and she does that She's the Tracy Anderson method, I think. You get a lot of ads for it on Instagram. Well, I do anyway, I'm being targeted. they got very close with her. And Tracy was like training Madonna for 2 years and was blah, blah, blah. And Yvonne Anderson said in an interview, when I started training Gwyneth, she couldn't dance at all. And now you should see her, which is such a rage. But like white people can't dance anyway. So that's probably true. And then in 2011, Madonna stopped using Anderson as a trainer. And Gwyneth went fucking apeshit, like went to Goop again and wrote this big blog post. She said, in a post asking for help on what to do when you don't like a friend anymore, Paltrow said spending time with some individuals left her feeling drained, empty and belittled. The friend in question was Madonna. So there you go.
Because she stopped using her trainer.
She stopped using her trainer. But then I don't know at that point, was it just like, because she was friends with Tracy as well and felt like a loyalty to her, but like, it's still fucking weird. Like.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That is weird. Who? Why does she care?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. She just, as you said, Gwyneth, a little bit kooky.
Yeah, they're all a bit kooky, those three women, aren't they?
A little bit cuckoo bananas.
Winona Ryder, that was a image revamp.
Yeah.
Comeback of the century. Well,
yeah, but I think it was just also like she was going through, you know what I mean?
With Stranger Things and all. Like,
oh yeah, 100%.
Like, came from like being like, oh, don't touch Winona.
Yeah. She's so good in that role though.
To like one of the best, biggest shows in the world.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Has she been doing it much else bar that though? I don't mean that in a disparaging way.
I feel like she has, but I just can't think of it. I just keep thinking of Heathers, which is the oldest thing she's ever done in the world.
Yeah, that's
like,
not Heathers.
Love
that. You mentioned Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Yes.
Do you remember why they fell out?
No. I'm trying to think, was it something to do with their TV show?
It kind of was. So they...
I can't believe that was all fake.
I know. So after the premiere of the third season of The Simple Life... Saturday Night Live invited Paris Hilton on to host, right? They didn't invite Nicole. It was just Paris. And people are a bit like, all right, that's a bit weird. Mm. Especially because in the show, like, Nicole is funnier than Paris.
Yeah.
And that night, allegedly, when Paris was hosting SNL, Nicole had organised this other party where they watched Paris's sex tape, One Night in Paris.
That's rough. That's rude.
But, like... I don't think we found this out until after. So, like, because it ended up coming back for a couple of more seasons, but I think even in between that, they were kind of drifting apart, and Paris was on about bringing in Kimberly Stewart, Rod Stewart's daughter, who was actually initially supposed to be in the position for Simple Life, and then they didn't go with her and some other heiress person. And Nicole had come out and be like, they're never going to replace me, but like, we just drifted apart, it's fine. Then they had kind of made up, I think, off camera, and then they made them, like, reshoot it on camera. And I think the kind of nail in the coffin then in terms of like the noughties, like post Simple Life friendship, was that Paris didn't go to Nicole's wedding to Joel Madden, Charlotte Joel Madden. And
is that who she's still with?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I'm kind of obsessed with, to be honest. And then it was only when she split up with her kind of fiance prior to her man that she's with now, whose name is escaping me. They made friends again. Sorry, Chris Zilka is his name. They were engaged until 2018, and then they split up.
Was
and then
this
it kind
the guy
of
in the documentary where he was like,
"Yes, I think so."
He was just like dropping her laptop and all.
Yeah, do you remember the whole issue of Tomorrowland?
Yeah, and she wouldn't show up to her set, and all he went off and like just partied. Yeah, he was dodge.
That brought them back together, and she was at the most recent wedding to. Why do I feel like his name is Carter, like Room or something?
Carter Room.
You keep talking there.
He is a bit bit of a funny fish, like, isn't he?
Carter Room, yeah. American author. Well, like, it's R-E-U-M. How do you pronounce that?
No, you're probably right. I was just like, I thought you'd made it up. And then
he's most notable for being married to Paris Hilton.
Have you watched any there? I watched like a couple of episodes of Paris in Love or whatever on Hulu. Hey,
I did not care.
He's just a very perky kind of guy. And she's just very like, she came out as like, in her documentary, as very intelligent, very like,
actually smart, very chill, like
smart
very
gal, knows what she's doing, takes no shit. And then when she's with him, she's just like, okay, baby. And it's all baby voice again. And I'm just like, maybe they are just that in love that she can't help it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just a bit like too sweet for me.
The only thing I saw was the clip with her and Kathy when they're talking about like wedding venues and stuff.
Yeah, Kathy. I love Kathy.
Paris obviously fell out with Kim as well. So, at one point. They were friends, but like Kim was more working for Paris, organising her closet. Yeah. And then obviously Keeping Up with the Kardashians comes out.
What a job.
Skyrockets to fame, kind of becomes more famous than Paris. But she said like a lot of damning things about her in the press, which I did not remember. In one interview, Hilton said Kardashian's butt reminds her of cottage cheese inside a big trash bag. How do you come back from that?
Like? That is petty.
And then I think she was interviewed on Good Morning America.
So specific, such a specific image.
And she was asked like whether she thinks like she's being eclipsed by her in fame, and she walked out of the interview. But then in 2014, I think one of them put up like an Instagram post with them together, and it was like they met up. And I think they were. I don't know if Kim was at Paris's wedding. Was she?
I think they all. Oh, yeah, I think she was.
Maybe,
I feel like they were. What do you think of all the people saying that the pictures at that wedding are fake?
At Paris's wedding? Do you mean Paris or Britney?
I think you mean Britney.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Britney. I cannot get into the Britney stuff because it kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have brought it up if I thought it was Britney. I don't know, do you know what I mean? It's like Selena Gomez's hand is not a real, like it's not actually there. And all. I don't know, that's not
I think it was weird.
There's some weird glitches in those pictures, but then they couldn't
I think it was real and I think they were all there, but I just think it was a bit strange. And I think it's weird that none of them have I think they're obviously trying to protect Britney, but I think the fact that none of them have really spoken about it publicly in any kind of significant way, kind of.
Yeah, something's off.
Something
stinks.
Something, yeah, doesn't sit right with
me. We did Britney already, didn't we? Before it got real dark.
I don't know if we did.
I'm nearly sure we did. I think we did like when the People versus Britney or People.
Oh, we watched the documentary, yeah, Frame of Britney
did
Spears.
I think we did an episode on that.
We didn't do Britney.
See, my memory's going back already.
There you go. It's just
the magic of podcasting. It's like a little.
Elton John and George Michael fell out as well.
Oh.
Sad. Yeah. They were good friends.
Tell me more sad stories.
And then in 2004, Elton John was being interviewed about something. And like at this point, like George Michael kind of wasn't really out and about. Like he was just kind of like chilling, doing whatever. Like he wasn't like living very publicly, like very involved in fame when I say that. So he was interviewed and Elton John said, he's quite happy just being at home all the time and I think that's a waste of talent. There seems to be a deep-rooted unhappiness in his life and it shows on his latest album, which is one of the meanest things I've ever read in my entire life. And then
Elton does kind of fight with people though, doesn't he?
Yeah, who would he fall in? He fell out with Prince Harry recently, didn't he? And Prince Harry was talking about it in the memoir. I think they're kind of made up again, but...
Yeah, I don't think Elton's afraid to, like... be petty and have a little fallout.
There you go.
And then
George wrote an open letter with a classy third person statement. Elton John knows nothing about George Michael. But then they did make up in like 2006.
Speaking in the third person, I kind of love that.
Should we do that? Should we do that?
Peter Jones knows nothing about.
Should we do that?
That's so weird, isn't it?
That's what we should call the episode. So yeah, all the fights, all the fighting, all the drama.
This is kind of depressing, isn't it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Is it?
No, maybe not. So I went on, I asked actually, let me get my Instagram.
You would ask people about
like
the pettiest thing they fought over or like fights that they had?
Yeah, what's the pettiest reason you've ever fought with someone or like broke it up with someone or whatever, like just cut someone out of your life?
Inspired by true life events.
Inspired by Gwyneth. What did you say earlier? It's
Gwyneth Squeeing. Gwyneth Gwon, as Hunter Harris said in our very funny newsletter.
So I said, what's the silliest reason you fought with or dumped someone? And I got a few responses. The way he ate a cream egg, which is kind of... No but one how? Eats a cream egg glamorously.
You have to tell me how he ate it, though. Like,
it's probably like all tongue.
But that's how you eat them.
Or
like
fingers.
Oh, Gabriel, you're not using it. You're not like a fucking crazy person.
I could picture people eating a cream egg with their finger.
Like. I could see people doing it, but you shouldn't do it like
no,
that. Like.
There's no right way to eat a cream egg.
I'll be getting under
Freeze
your nails.
It, cut it up with a knife and fork.
Okay, that reminds me. You know this thing in
how
the Simpsons?
How do you eat a cream egg? Go on.
I don't really eat them that much, but I like I'm... I bite the top off and like just get in there. Like.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I avoid them for that reason as well.
Well, they are. They're not nice enough to warrant. It's an exercise eating it. Like, you know what I mean? I just want something
to work out.
Yeah.
What were we gonna say about the Simpsons?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
More importantly. Yeah.
No, do you know when you were talking about like freezing it and cutting it up? Do you know the scene in the Simpsons where Bart puts the marshmallow in the hot chocolate and it all solidifies and then he has to eat it like slices because his soul is gone? I would. I think it's so regular. Do you ever have those fictional foods and it's like, I'd love to eat that solid hot chocolate, the crackers and the milk in Aristocats? I think about so regularly. With the mouse is eating and he's like,
we got Chinese last night and Mark was like, do you ever know, what did he ask me? Do you know of anyone that just gets like chicken and chips or something in the Chinese? And I was like, Fanula literally only gets prawn crackers or white rice.
No, okay, this is a vicious lie that not. I've been trying to... If I'm hungover, if I can't handle... Like, if I'm very, like, sensitive to other... Like,
and
lots of flavours and textures.
I've seen you do it drunk as well.
Yeah, because but it's fucking delicious. Like, what... You're shoveling... I was just talking about, like, how I didn't want my food to be an exercise, and now I'm, like, talking about shoveling rice into prawn crackers.
Which is fine.
Delicious.
But, there's no dip. Very dry,
but I don't. Sometimes I don't need a dip.
A dodgy stomach, but like, no. Sometimes you do need a dip.
No, I don't know.
White dinner. What did you call it? A white dinner.
A white dinner. Yeah, because that's what I used to have when I was younger. So I didn't really like flavors, and I'd have milk as well.
You didn't. Really
and I did the prawn crackers into the milk.
Yeah, Mark was like, "Why?" I was like, "I don't know," because she loves food. Like, it's not like you're a fussy eater.
Yeah, I actually don't know.
It makes no sense. Like, you're a flavors gal.
Yeah. But that is a flavour.
I did work with a girl who used to be like, oh yeah, I'm getting a Chinese tonight, can't wait. And every time when I failed, she was a very plain eater. She would only get a breast of chicken and chips from the Chinese. And that was her Chinese. And she looked forward to it all week.
A breast of chicken and chips? That's crazier to me.
Yeah, no, it's insane.
And would she have sauce? Like, if I was having chips, I'd have to have a sauce.
No.
Okay.
No, but like, she ate like goujons. She's one of those people that would eat like goujons and chips when you go out for dinner. And she was like in her 30s or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but like, it just seems like, why
you're getting cancelled for that now? Good job.
No, it's fine, but like,
before we could even begin,
why are you paying a Chinese to make a roast breast of chicken and chips? Yeah, get it literally anywhere. It's pretty.
That's not going to be nice from the Chinese.
No, like, go to a chipper at least or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, there was more. myself and my husband had a proper argument about frozen versus fresh onion.
I wouldn't be having frozen onion.
I don't think I've ever had frozen onion, but I like the idea of it.
Sorry, I get it from a practicality perspective, but like...
Is it a taste?
I'm going to be honest. Maybe I can't say anything because I've never eaten
We're Hello Fresh Girls.
Onion. We're Hello Fresh Girls. What was I going to say? No, but like, I just imagine it wouldn't taste as nice, but is that my own bias?
Yeah.
Which side is she on?
I don't know.
People need to give more context when they're right back.
We can see why.
I'm trying to think if me and Keane have ever had any really petty... arguments. I don't think so.
Oh, we probably have one. Yeah, we probably had a few.
I'm going to say this out loud and Kane's going to separately text me and be like, he'll have a list.
Yeah.
And then I've checked it twice.
Yeah.
But I can't think off the top of my head right now.
We have a weighted blanket on the bed, which was like a dream in winter, but now it's kind of a bit warm in the summer and I don't want it anymore. So if I'm like a little bit annoyed or whatever with Mark, I'll just throw the whole thing onto him. Which is so specific unless you have a weighted blanket, but they're just a fucking nightmare to like roll share with someone or roll over and sleep under. I think you'd actually like it.
I have a weighted blanket as well. Yeah, like but I get, but it, yeah,
over
but
the duvet kind of one.
Yeah, but it's it is a trek if it's like over you.
Yeah, they're so heavy. Yeah, that's the point.
Which is kind of
point. But like sometimes I just
this
don't
weighted
want
blanket
it.
Isn't light enough.
Yeah, and if they're not wide enough to be like a duvet, so you can share it. Well, ours isn't, and then
no, ours isn't either.
They're not like if you put it on one person, then there's like a load of it in the middle, and you can't like get past it because it's just like a big weight in the middle of the bed, like a barrier. And then if you just put it on your feet and stuff, it's just a nightmare. So I put all the weight on him if I'm like in any way like
just to trap him.
Yeah, just like here you go, deal with that. Good luck getting up in the morning. he finished eating his cake, then licked his fingers one by one on a first date.
I feel like I would do that. I feel like I actually did that on a date with someone in college. We got a muffin. Do you remember that?
You would definitely do that, but I think it's only certain people that wouldn't be able to deal with it.
I feel like it's a larger majority than
compatibility of people who would and their partner wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd go mad if...
No, you'd hate that shit. I wouldn't care at all. That wouldn't even register me, like...
Yeah.
Whereas you'd start going a blind rage, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would. And now I'm covered in, like, fucking mashed up apples and all the time.
Yum.
A guy I dated had a Velcro wallet. As stupid as it sounds, I couldn't not be repulsed. Ultimate ick. No, if you're an adult with a Velcro wallet, you need to just look at yourself a bit.
I mean...
I'm assuming that was a boy, and I just think boys are weird.
A Velcro wallet, just the noise of it, imagine opening it.
But I do think, like, lads get into a... They'll have, like, a thing that just works, and they'll just be like, why would I change it? It works.
Yeah.
And he's probably had it since he was whatever age. If you're going out and buying a Velcro wallet as an adult, you need to stop and think.
Yeah, just stop and think. Stop, drop, and roll. Roll that wallet into the bin.
They didn't like the fact my mom got onto them for not eating vegetables at 26.
Like, that's kind of fair. Mind your own business, like.
Well, my mom would 100% do that. 100% do that, but, like...
Like, no, that's...
Why aren't you eating your vegetables at 26?
But it's not even your family members, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's... There's something, I think, more tolerable about a family member doing it. Like, you can just... Or you can kind of nearly... To kind of tune out. But if it's someone else, and you don't... How often are they doing it? Like, if it's coming like a regular... Like, what if they do it once? You're like, that's a bit fucking rude and a bit weird, but like, okay. But if they're constantly at it, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
I get my nutrients other ways, Brenda. It's fine.
I joked and said I would leave him for Joe Jonas. The chap didn't talk to me for a week. Gone.
That's a long time to not be talking to someone over a fictional relationship. Yeah. Jesus Christ, came on and left me. The amount of times I talk about just like randomly get my famous men, like,
yeah.
Like, I had to say to him about 1975. I was like, look, it's all or nothing for me on the stage. Like, if it happens, and he was like,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I was like, Mark, what would you do if I went to a 1975 concert and they pulled me up to kiss me on the stage? You'd be like, well, no, that's cheating. I was like, yeah, it is. I won't go. So
yeah, but.
Yeah, but you don't understand.
Well, I think it's because Cian had originally said about Nicholas Braun. Have you started Succession yet?
No.
He's Greg in Succession anyway. But like, he's like really like lovable, goofy, like tall, skinny fella. Like, and I was like, yeah. And then I was like, well, no, you need to be smart about this. Like, what if I just trade him in? Yeah. And then I was like, yeah. And then I was like, well, actually, the 1975 is Sunday. And Cian was like, all right, whatever. Whatever.
We do a math storm. I'm like, do you think she's the best looking bride? And he's like, don't know. Mark would do like a... Oh, like, there's Margot Robbie. And he'd be like, who's Margot Robbie? And I'd be like, yeah, okay. Okay. Every man knows who Margot Robbie is. And if you don't, what's wrong with you?
I hate that.
Yeah, he's an avoidant. Well, I'm kind of like, I don't know. Do you watch Maths?
I have not up to date in the new season. I told you I follow that makeup gal who's on it this season.
There's like seven makeup gals on it this season.
The one who, like, was badly, badly cheated on. I don't think she's really in it now anymore, in a couple. Janelle,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's only happening.
When she posted...
Yeah, be careful. That's only happening currently in the UK. So don't get ahead of yourself. Yeah, she was a TikToker or something.
She's a big... Like, I followed her on social media for her makeup.
She's been pretty fucking boring on the season, I'll be honest.
I obviously don't know her personally, and the only thing I know about her is from makeup. But, like, when I saw that, I was like, this is bizarre.
Yeah.
It's bizarre that she's doing this.
There was a load of them... That we're all like, just like, oh, I do beauty online fucking education, or like, they're all like makeup, online makeup girls.
But it must just be such a platform now in the way that Love Island kind of used to be, is it?
Yeah.
For like fame there.
Yeah, like this season particularly, they're like, usually there's a generous mix of like looks and age and like personality types, whereas this year it's like all mostly like glamorous young hotties.
They're going
like,
Love Island cast style, yeah.
And then there was a girl, they introduced two new couples like halfway through the season, and a girl came on and I was like, I know her. I was like, she's an actress, I've seen her before. I don't know where I've seen her. She looked like, I don't know who the actress is. It reminded me of someone like from like Pretty Little Liars, my brain kept screaming, but I could not put my finger on it. And I Googled her. She was on Big Brother in the UK. She's living in London, did Big Brother. She was it was the last season of Big Brother or whatever. Her name's Evelyn.
I don't remember that last season.
She went out with like Alex Cannon. Do you remember him?
No.
Anyway, I was like, the minute she walked out, I was like, I've seen this girl's face a million times. But
in fairness, it kind of makes sense because you're getting famous in the UK and Australia, which like rarely...
Yeah, there's no overlap. Well, there is now because Maths is like huge in the UK.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have two kind of ready-made audiences, like, you know what I mean?
And apparently there's like rumours that she shagged Justin Bieber. when you Google her. You definitely know her. I'm going to show you her.
Was she not on Love Island before? Am I thinking of... No, I'm thinking of a different person.
I doubt she was on Love Island. Let me see.
No, she wouldn't have been on all of them.
Mafsa Evelyn.
Acting. No, her name isn't Evelyn either, but there was a blonde girl in the first season of Love Island Australia, and she got with Justin Bieber. No, not her. Never mind.
Justin Bieber.
Allegedly.
I'm trying to find her on Big Brother, because you definitely would know her.
She looks familiar there when you show me her picture.
She was on with Jane and all. Do you remember this season?
She looks familiar there, but
I don't really remember what she did like much of in the
show
in Big Brother, but like I remember this guy vividly and Jane vividly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. She must have just been like the boring hottie of the season.
Is that not just irritating as well though, where it's like they're doing it? They did it with Love Is Blind this year. I don't know if you saw that TikTok I put up that it's like Kwame went.
Oh yeah, Maths in the US.
Maths in like Seattle, and it's like. And I know it's the same production company that are doing Love Is Blind now, which I think is good because it's Love Is Blind is should be getting worse, and it's just not. It's getting better and better. But look, like, and I get why they do it, because obviously, like, they see something in these people that it's like
they're good translate television.
On. Yeah, but it's just like
because I was thinking that with her as well. Like when she applied for maths, there's definitely like if you apply for to go on like First Dates Ireland or the Late Late, there's like a question. Have you been on TV before? Or Super Garden. There was like, I remember a question being like, have you been on television before? Like, so they're definitely, it's not as if they're going into it and they just have like, the producers are just kind of like not known.
Yeah.
They definitely know and they definitely pick them for the reason that they're just good television.
Yeah.
Which is a bit crazy because like of all the people in the world. Let me see, was there one more?
The world is small.
Wasn't the main reason, but he had terrible spelling when he texted, gave me the ick. Fair. That is a bit...
I mean, but you don't know then if someone has a condition or something like that.
Yeah, no, that's true. No,
if like, they're just doing, like, annoying, like, Y2K fucking text talk that used to be in the Nokia ads being like...
Why, or like a bracket, as a smiley face.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Mark says, I done a lot. And I was just like, at the start, and now I'm like, you're just speaking English wrong, but... Where everyone speaks.
Yeah, but is that not just also kind of slang? Not slang, but like...
In my head, I'm just like, yeah, it is.
Speak in some places as well?
Probably. Like, no, literally, like, everyone around him speaks like that, so I'm not surprised he does, but hearing it out, like, when everyone around you is not saying it, I'm just like, oh, that's wrong. Wrong. Have you ever done any petty things to an ex or a sibling?
Have I ever done any petty things to an ex or a sibling?
Or
anyone? Not to an ex. Petty. I think I talked about this on the podcast before, but I had friends who, grown up, like, one of them deleted the other one's Bebo page, and that started absolute war.
Yeah, because you couldn't get back.
Yeah. Devastated.
I had this groovy chick, I've definitely told this before on the podcast as well, but I had a groovy chick inflatable bin, and, like, I swear it was, like, this size. And it was huge. And I was like 10 years old and it was in my bedroom with like a full size like wheelie bin bag in it. And I used to use it as a bin when I was like, what was I putting in there? But anyway, Hilda was really jealous of it. And one day I went in and there was just like a big slice in it. And I was like, man, my bin has burst. Like someone's after slicing my bin. And it literally looked like someone had gotten a scissors and just went. And mom was just like, no one's cut your bin. I was like, no, like my bin has been cut. And like it came out. It took so long because Hilda's a pathological liar, but Hilda went in because she liked it and I wouldn't let her have it. She wanted the scissors and sliced right into it. And that was R.I.P. the groovy chick bin. I think we tried to patch it up, but it was never the same.
R.I.P. groovy chick bin. I'm trying to... do you remember when we lived in Ashtown?
Yeah.
And I had the whole issue with the neighbours and our bins.
Oh, yeah.
They were well, that was just petty of them, really.
They kept
more
moving
so
it.
So, like, we lived next to...
They kept claiming it as their own or something.
No, we lived next to, like, these... What we ended up learning were, like, interior designers, right, in Ashtown. So when we moved here, it was the middle of the pandemic. Well, no, not really the middle. Like, well, kind of.
Yeah,
in
it
terms
was.
Of the
like,
timelines.
Yeah.
It was, like, I think we moved in September 2020. And we moved in next to this... like family who would later learn are like interior designers, whatever. I mean, you didn't really have much to do with them and they weren't like incredibly friendly, whatever. And at one point, like one of them, like your man who lived there came out and was given out about like our curtains or whatever or something and said it like took away from the whole estate, like the look of the whole estate or
did
something.
Did you put them up or were they there when you moved in?
Or sorry, I think he did that to one of our other neighbours, but he came over giving out about us to some, about something anyway, about our house or about us. And it was very
strange.
Don't
live in an estate if you're going to pick on what your neighbours do with their house. You know, that's not the place for you.
And we were in a terrace, so we had no side access for the bins, which was a massive pain in the hole, right? And I think we had them initially like in front of our house, right? And they were like kind of blocking the path, but not fully blocking the path, right? Yeah, this is where it all comes out now, right? So then...
But to be fair, from what I remember, it was you were at like the end of a street. It wasn't like a house people would walk past unless you lived in the house.
Like, yeah, so maybe that was it. Maybe they came over and they were like, move the bins because it's taken away from like the whole look of the estate, whatever. And I was like, all right, yeah, fair enough.
But it wasn't like, and just to, there was no accessibility issue. It was
the only
people that would walk that path is if someone was walking from down the estate back to their own house, because there was like only one or two houses past yours.
Yeah, and it wasn't fully blocked the path. I would never fully block the path.
It was the end of a street, like no one was.
But it was also the only bit of that path that anyone was going to access was those people in their house, because they were at the end of the terrace, right? So anyway, then at one point, I think we moved them. We put them out to be emptied and our brown bin had like just gone. It was like just completely gone, whatever, right? And I was like, right, that's...
You were really convinced that they had it.
But they did. No, I know. That's the plot. I was fully like, they're after taking it because we'd already had this issue with the bins. I was like...
But they kept moving them or something.
They kept moving them as well. Like when we'd have them places, whatever. It was just, I wish I could remember. I should have messaged Becca before I started talking about this. Yeah. But yeah, it was this constant back and forth with the bins, right? Then it just disappears, right? So I'm like...
Why just the brown bin? That's the smelliest one.
I know. Why would you steal the brown? Anyway. So I think someone ended up asking them about it as well. And like, they didn't know where it was, whatever. And we had to order a new one.
Yeah.
And then it was still like weeks after we'd initially said it.
And the lady on the phone was like, what happened to the old one? You're like, I'm pretty sure my neighbour stole it.
Yeah. And she was like,
okay.
Well, could you not just like ask for it? But I was like, but we like, the communication was very like, they hated us. Like they hated us so much. And like, I get shivers thinking about that house. Anyway. Then like weeks later the bin we have a second bin that arrives at the door, so then I have to ring them then being like, can you take away the second bin? And they were like, really? Like how the fuck? It was a nightmare. So that was petty from them.
Yeah. Do you remember when I lived in Beaumont and with the girls that I just got a room off Daft or whatever, like I didn't move in with friends. And they were it was like so weird, like none of us were really friends, like a lot of them worked together. But like no one in the house actually moved in as friends together. We all kind of came as singles. So when, this is so, so petty, but when they would open the fridge to make tea, they would just like grab whatever milk was in the door, which like everyone was buying their own shops. Everyone had their own milk. And it used to drive me crazy. I'd see them like opening the fridge and taking my milk and using it and putting it back in, or for like cereal or whatever. And I was just like, I sound crazy. I do a shop for me once a week. I ration how much milk I'll need. You know, for me, for a week. And now you're using it in your tea or your cereal and just like thinking nothing of it. Because I'd feel so awkward about going and taking someone else's milk and just using it willy-nilly. I'm just very, I don't know, what's the word?
What is the polite word? Particular?
I'm just a bit of a like, yeah, what's the word where you just like your own things? And you don't like to share.
Selfish.
No. But anyway, so I switched. I was like, what am I going to do here? So I started buying lactose-free milk.
So that is so petty.
And I only drank lactose-free milk for like a year.
Does it taste different?
No. I only used it in really like tea and stuff, so no.
Then did they keep using it then?
No. So they'd open their fridge and there'd be like four milks. They're not going to pick the lactose-free one.
Yeah, true.
So I was like...
They're like, give me that sweet, sweet lactose.
One girl in particular used to just like go through your presses and just like be like, oh, I need this for my little curry or whatever. And then just like go through and... Just take whatever, like free for all.
There's a part of me that thinks that's kind of warranted level pettiness, though. Like, it is petty, but like.
Yeah, because like living in the, like with the girls. Now, in the last house I was in.
Sometimes you just live with people and it's like, it's either a bad mix or like people aren't used to living at home and they just act a bit nuts. And then they look back and they're like, no, I shouldn't have done that, whatever.
They got to a point where they were just like, drove me to be an absolute crazy person. But like living with the girls that I was most recently lived with, like they could have taken my whole shop out of the fridge and I don't think I would have cared because I know if I like woke up one morning and if I'd gone on holidays and come back and had nothing, I could use any bit, like they'd give me everything. Do you know? It was just a different dynamic totally.
I think that does make a big difference.
Oh, it's crazy.
Petty.
I'm so petty. Let me see what else do I have. I asked Mark if he had any examples of pettiness and he said there's this service you can pay for called gnoming. Where like you can, I don't know, I didn't Google it in the end. Like maybe
smash up people's garden gnomes.
Is it smashing them up?
You brought it up.
He said there's a service you can buy, and I don't know where he heard it or saw it. It's probably in America, where you can like hire someone to come in the middle of the night to a person's house that you want to prank or whatever, and they will just cover their front garden in gnomes.
I kind of like that. I think that'd be...
Yeah, like I was like, is it mean? It's like, no, it's just like a funny joke.
Just annoying.
Yeah.
It's like those letters that you can send that like explode glitter or like...
I did that. Did I sketch you them?
No, not the like the confetti picture things.
Yeah, little like cubes and you open
no,
them.
They're nice. There's one thing that it's like an it's glitter and it gets everywhere. Like, oh, yeah. Glitter's way more annoying than confetti.
It was one of those... I took a load off Reddit and all just to see like people being petty, and it was like when I broke up with my ex, I poured glitter all over his couch and carpet and like in all the crevices and all. That would take him so long to get it out. There's loads of examples of people being petty, like peed in a cup and poured the pee into my ex's iron so his clothes would smell like the smell of my urine forever. Because I don't know if many boys would be able to check that.
No, they wouldn't.
That's generalisation.
Sure, did we not get hangover stories before about people like drinking the water from there and stuff? Oh, imagine you drank it. It was piss.
But just piss.
This isn't water, this is piss. sorry. Jesus, that's pure biological, like, carnivore, but like marking scent behaviour. Like, I'm sure that's not what that person was thinking, but that's a fucking...
Yeah, that's primal.
And that would stink because it's getting harsh.
Yeah, hot
and that
piss.
Wouldn't come out of the machine. And like, hot piss.
Steaming hot piss into your clothes. You'd put them on, you'd be like, why do they smell? And you'd wash them again, you'd iron them again, and it would just keep happening.
Oh no. That's why I don't iron. That's why nobody should iron.
Yeah, I don't iron either.
Don't iron. Ironing's such a scam.
It is. Buy a steamer and then don't use that either. When I was 16, I got mad at an ex once and spammed his phone with pictures of spiders knowing they'd freak him out.
That's pretty funny. What would you hate to get sent pictures of like that?
You know what? In my research for this...
That isn't like rude and obviously like not okay, like fucking... Okay, well, yeah, well no, because that's borderline. That is sexual harassment.
Frogs.
Frogs?
Frogs, slugs.
Slugs, yeah.
No, I can't. Snails, anything like
no,
that.
No, there was a snail on our dorm. I got back from Alice the other day. It was a grim.
I stood on a slug in my bare feet once.
No.
And yeah, it was no. They're my like... Frogs just really freaked the shit out of me. They're too
frogs
quick.
Frogs are kind of having a moment now though, aren't they?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm seeing it a lot in like internet culture or whatever. I don't know. Like they're the thing like.
Why is Easter represented by rabbits and little chicks? And ducks like... There's a gallery in Goria and I drove up and they had like their Easter window, like it's a painter's gallery or whatever. And they had like just like pictures painted of like ducks and they're like, or rabbits. I'm like, why?
Is it because it's spring?
That's what Mark's like, are they all born that time of year?
Yeah.
But then like rabbits can be born any time of year. So can ducks probably. Lambs, I get, because it is lambing season. And I think lambs are traditionally, you traditionally eat lamb for Easter, don't you?
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
What, Easter?
Don't eat lambs.
Easter... Bunnies. Easter
well,
bunny.
It's the Easter bunny.
Easter bunny why? Easter bunny story? The Easter bunny with glasses. The exact origins of the Easter bunny are clouded in mystery. One theory is that the symbol of the rabbit stems from pagan tradition, specifically the festival of Easter, a goddess of fertility whose animal symbol was a bunny. Rabbits known for their energetic breeding have traditionally symbolized fertility.
Oh, it's shagging season.
It's shagging season, baby. Get your bunny ears on. Okay, I don't know about chicks. So if anyone does know, let us know. At Bandwagons Podcast on Instagram.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I had this written down because I thought about it earlier. What did I read? Like, do you know the way I feel like the most common thing to do, like, which is like common pettiness that people do if they fall out with someone or if they're fighting with someone, and I've definitely done it to my sister, is like hack their like streaming accounts and like change them, or like you'd like log them out on Netflix, or like I used to change Hilda's Netflix to like a child account so that she'd only get like children's cartoons and stuff on it. But I got hacked before Christmas and someone deleted. I really thought it was my sister's, but it wasn't. Because, like, don't tell anyone, but we all shared the same Netflix. Like, me and my mom, my granny, and my sisters and my brother or whatever all shared the same Netflix.
So you're dead right. Like, Netflix, make better content.
It's €20 a month, and
we'll start
all
paying
it
again. Yeah,
it's stupid. But anyway, I logged on one day and all the other profiles had been deleted, and the one that was left was called Bitch. They just changed my name to Bitch.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't me, I swear to God. What the hell?
So I logged on and I was like, ha ha, like, who did this? Because, like, I don't know. I thought it was like a funny joke. And then I was like, actually, is this a funny joke? Who would do this that would actually think that's funny? And no one I know would do that and think that that's funny. So some like random hacker hacked my Netflix and called me bitch, changed my name to bitch. And then it was like, I had to change it back. And then, you know, though you get an email say that it's been changed back, yeah, or whatever. And Netflix was like, hi, bitch, your password has been changed or whatever.
Oh my God.
So weird. So petty.
So petty. Like,
they didn't even watch anything or do it or steal what? My fucking credit card. They just changed my name to bitch and deleted all the other ones. If it was you, it was a little bit funny, but don't do it again.
Only slightly funny. Hacking Netflix to watch a fucking Lewis Capaldi documentary and say, yeah, you got her. You got her.
There was a load of like hacking Netflix and like watching, like skipping a few episodes forward in whatever show they were watching. So that when they jump back in, they're in the wrong place.
Yeah, that's like, petty. I like that.
I saw another one that was watching shows that are like the opposite of things they're interested in. So that
fucks up their algorithm.
Algorithm's gone, yeah. Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I can endorse that. I can't endorse deleting profiles and calling people names.
I'm trying to find funny ones. My boyfriend cheated on me, so I convinced him to get matching tattoos. He went first and I went home. Kind of love that. I do kind of love that. Because they're not matching then. You just made him get a random tattoo.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But what if it's like a name or initials then? Like,
yeah, I do like that. What was that? That someone did that on Maths. I think they weren't getting on, and then they went and got matching tattoos, and then like that week they like broke up or went home. Like they were never like really, I don't know, can't remember.
No, you can't be using your brain like that. Like, mother of God.
Man carries away fridge he bought for girlfriend after catching her cheating. There's a picture of him carrying the fridge, which is
that is
petty.
Oh, do you know what I was just listening to on the way up? Actually, the Celebrity Murmur Book Club episode they did on Seth Rogen's book, and he was talking, they basically kind of said the book same kind of shit, and it was just like his best kind of like dinner party stories in a book. It's not really a memoir, but at one point he's talking about a gaff that he was at
Seth Rogen,
and they ended, like a load of other kids ended up robbing like the washer dryer from that person's house. Like, that's petty. That's annoying. Like, yeah. Robbing an appliance, like.
We used to rob shit from people's houses, or people used to rob shit from your house.
Okay, what are you doing? Okay, no, you can't just make a blanket statement like that.
No, I don't think. First. I feel like there's a story, but I can't really remember the exact.
But people robbing stuff from my house.
Do you know when you'd have like parties?
In Glasnevin?
Yeah, and people used to like just try like take some shit home with them. Remember we had a Christmas tree? Did anyone ever try to take that home?
I don't remember that.
Maybe it was the opposite. People brought random shit and put it on your tree.
I got a lot of good presents at those gaff parties. Someone gave me a plant that I still have, which is incredible.
No, I can't remember then. No, it wasn't us.
It wasn't us. Sure, that's it.
Yeah, what are we at?
Oh, an hour,
Jesus,
like.
Jesus Christ, an hour and 20.
Are we?
No. An hour and one.
No, that's seconds. But, yeah, I think that's a good place to leave it for episode one. Episode 2.1, episode 2.0.
The mini bandwagon section is not mandatory, but if you have anything to throw in that you'd like to recommend, maybe we could do it like that.
I think keep maybe that would be for the best.
Yeah, so you don't lose your mind.
I think tying you to a mandatory requirement.
Section, yeah. Segment.
Yeah. We're all the same places as per usual.
Do you have any gigs coming up?
Do I have any gigs coming up?
This week?
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay. On Tallyrant? You could be on the late late. You'll just be like, no, not much.
No, I tell you, if I was on the bloody late late, no, I'll quiet. TG.
Okay.
GT, I know you said. No, that's it for me now for a while.
Thank God,
says you, yeah. Let's get this wagon back in the road. I have to grease up the wheels. Give her a fresh lick of paint.
Thanks for listening. We're only back because people actually wanted to listen to it.
Yeah, I am appreciative of that, and I don't think I was very... I was appreciative beforehand, but I wasn't appreciative enough. So.
You were burnt out beforehand.
Yeah.
You couldn't,
I know,
you
but...
I couldn't think beyond
I
that.
I couldn't see the wood from the trees, but even the people who signed up to the Patreon in the aftermath, there was one gal who's... She got it for her sister as a Christmas present because she went through all the main episodes and I was like, killed me in the heart, to be honest. I was like, oh my God. Killed me in the heart. In a good way, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, we're literally only back because people are like, oh God, I wish it would come back. So
yeah.
Here we are.
Here we are.
You literally after through. This,
so if you hate it.
The Easter Bunny came.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny came and he laid eggs after all his shagging. And here's a podcast from the egg. We need to stop talking.
Okay. We'll be back next week on Patreon and we'll be back here in 2 weeks.
Yes.
So yeah, do with that information what you will.
Yeah, we're not forcing anyone to do anything, so just do whatever you want, okay?
Keep it to yourself.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.